Hello, I'm Aditi Gangwar, Program Manager in Microsoft Azure Backup Team. In this video, let's talk about how to enable and leverage the security features provided by Azure Backup to protect your hybrid workloads. First, let us look at how to enable these features using Azure Portal. If you're creating a new recovery services vault, these features will already be available for you. However, if you want to upgrade your existing vault to these features, you need to first log into Azure Portal and navigate to the relevant recovery services vault. Once the vault dashboard appears, navigate to Properties under Settings and select Update under Security Settings. This opens the Security Settings plate. Here, you need to select if you have enabled Azure Multi-Factor Authentication and then select Enable for these security features. You can go through the table below and learn more about these features and then click Save on the top. This ensures that your vault is now upgraded to leverage all the security features for your hybrid backups. Once this is done, let's talk about how these features can be leveraged. Let's navigate to System Center DPM to perform critical operations like changing the passphrase or deleting backup data. Say, I wish to change the passphrase. In the Management tab, I will configure online protection. Once I reach the encryption settings page, I can either generate a new passphrase or change an existing passphrase. Clicking on Finish opens an additional dialog box asking me to enter the security PIN. If I enter any security PIN, this operation does not proceed. It does not allow me to change the passphrase or delete backup data. To get the correct PIN, I need to log in to Azure Portal using my Azure credentials and then navigate to Recovery Services Vault. This extra layer of authentication ensures that only valid users can perform critical operations on backup data and provides a strong prevention mechanism against attacks targeting cloud backups. Also, once these operations are complete, you will receive an email notification with the details about the operation. And last but most importantly, even if backup data is deleted, Azure Backup would retain the deleted backup data for 14 days and also maintain a minimum number of recovery points, ensuring recovery of your data using any old or new recovery points. For more details about this feature, please refer to the related links and additional content section of the blog. Thank you and have a nice day.